This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good morning. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan, Jenny Pooh and Manuka.
Good morning, my Jack.
We've got Jeff.
Good morning, everybody.
And we've got Simon Goldiger. Yeah, so these are our own opinions. Seymour wants a referenda on the treaty bill and the end of choice bill. Okay, the heart message is, does self-determination apply just to Pākehā or does it apply to Māori at the same time? And someone said that he's trying to throw Māori under the bus.
Oh, the UN actually called that government very racist. So that was quite interesting, Jacobus.
Seymour was like a little puppy barking at a big golden tree.
No, do you know who, when I was driving to a David Seymour thing one day, right?
Yep.
I said to the whole car, I'm like, do you fellas feel like he's giving that guy in school who almost got too many hiding?
Right now,
King Tihaitia,
his son got into trouble. I remember Queen Tiata Rangi, and I'm hoping that Manaia Mahuta gets in.
You reckon? Do you like
his
her
successor? Because she's well spoken. She used to stand for the health board.
She did seem quite
Labor
nice. I heard, like, because we used to work in with Hamilton's Labor representative, you and I.
Yeah. Now, police no longer support cat team with psychotic people. Three people die a week from drugs in this country. Three suicide attempts that this particular woman had. And fatal opiate drugs and fentanyl are being promoted by some of the gangs, the Compacheros. And apparently the police arrested them at their pad, about 21 arrests and...
You know how I went into surgery, right?
Yep.
Do you know what they gave me?
What?
Fentanyl.
Oh, no. What
and
did
I,
it do
I was,
to
I
you?
I said to the doctor, I had already signed off by the time they gave me the fentanyl, the big F. And I said to the nurse, oh, why did you give me baby heroin? What's wrong with you?
And on TV last night, they talked about Vietnamese drug rings operating up in Auckland. Selling marijuana here in this country, so...
Are you pro-marijuana, Jack?
No. I believe in getting on a natural high of Jesus.
What about for healing?
Wonder where they're getting their weed from.
Yeah. People need a transformation. They don't need to become addicted. They need... Become addicted to the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at that.
Yeah,
you know?
But
the heart of Jesus. Know the Lord Jesus. That's the answer.
I'm of the mind it's about time we decriminalise because it's just blocking up the police statistics, eh?
No, it makes people more psychotic. I mean,
I agree with that.
We're having trouble with the bottom feeders, aren't we, Simon?
Yeah, well, what I'm seeing with Gracie and the marijuana is like she was so distraught and so troubled and so separated from her family, she started taking marijuana as something that wasn't real. It's all about family and unity. I mean, and now she wants to get away from it. She wants to get to the Lord's.
And you had something there you were going to read out on Boots on the Ground.
Oh, yeah, just Boots on the Ground, all this rubbish going on with me and Donna Zart. I have not got a problem saying a word. Very helpful lady. Me and Jack went to a meeting on Saturday and we're just it's sad to see us as a people going more underground. We even had to get our separate server going. All this false insurance claims on Donna. She's a targeted person. Very intelligent lady. I really put her name out there. But it's sad that... truth speakers are getting forced underground and we had to get a separate server to keep ourselves alive. I mean, it's getting really bad.
But I've noticed that people that go to the meals, okay, the free meals, they can't be self-determined. They can't stand in, like, their own rights and who they really are, and they need to, and so they're letting us down.
I... Why hasn't 20 years of free meals, rehabilitation and a fantastic community network that surpasses Auckland's community networks worked? That's Jenny's question, Jack.
Why hasn't it produced social transformation? So people come along and eat and then they start attacking one another.
Yeah.
So they can't stand in for anything.
We were in the car one day and you said to me, these guys have been here for 20 years.
Some of them, yeah, that's right.
And nothing has changed. Yep. And so that's why I'm saying this, Simon. But to bring back Simon's point, what do you think has changed?
Individually, I met Jack at the meals, and then I was away. It's the people at the meal, I just came in here to stuff my face and go. If they're not going there for fellowship, you can't help them. Basically.
Mm, that's right. Yeah. Now, Labor is not there for ordinary workers. And Labor used to be there for workers, okay? Mm-hmm. And they need people to define themselves, and Labor needs to come, you know, start to get along on the political bandwagon again and really define themselves, because at the moment we're hearing nothing from Chris Hipkins. They seem to be totally hopeless.
What the hell are they doing, Jack? They might just step up to the plate.
They might not try and vaccinate us all, Jack, and kind of ruin our employment status.
Now, Trump is there for businesses and workers.
Trumpy lady.
Trump is.
Boring.
And no, it's not. The left wingers over there, they're talking about getting immigrants into the country, aren't they? And they're talking about supporting LGBT and women having abortions and this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But if Trump is the only person that's supporting the workers and the business people of America, mm-hmm. what's that saying? That's basically saying that Labor has gone to sleep in this country. I hear a lot of people talking about they want to vote for the Maori Party.
You're giving away who you vote for, darling. You're doing it every second we talk.
We need to promote equality, freedom, justice and equality within this country.
I am of the mind, I cannot wait until we see a new political party rise up. I hope that happens.
Yeah.
But then again, throughout history, what has that done
for totalitarianism? Just what Jenny's saying, so if we just keep, you know, striking, I reckon one day we're just going to pop a big fat pimple that is just so full of BS.
Yes.
It'll change. It'll have to change.
Brian Tamaki did well last time, eh, Jack?
I stood for the Republican Party for a united constitution, direct democracy and family restoration. And I think we're heading towards a true republic in this country, Republic Aotearoa, because the left and right wing, it's not working. We need to become centrist and we need to represent all people with Republic Aotearoa. Now, next Thursday, not tomorrow, but the Thursday afterwards, every alternate Thursday evening, Agora Cafe in Frankton will transform into Agora Goes Live, a hub for young upcoming musicians to showcase their talents to their community. So I'll be going along as Elvis. Lead me, oh Lord.
I have the exclusive Elvis glasses.
Thank you very much. I'm going back to Memphis. I love you all.
Oh, you look gorgeous. Look at that orange.
Elvis,
what it does
has left the building.
I've got a loincloth on if you want to check
it.
You'll
be able to do the Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah, well, I started singing Elvis down the main street of Hamilton East, and people were saying, yeah, he had these moves, you know, they were doing some of the Elvis moves.
Yeah, did they wiggle their funny bones like you just did? Is that what they did?
What we want is young people to come along, you know what I mean? Don't worry, man, leave it. What we need is young people to come along and get involved. So if you are a musician, okay, go down and see Rachel at the Agora, and she will allow you to actually become part of the act down there. So that's pretty good. So I hope a lot of yous come and watch me next Thursday.
Sorry about that interruption.
Oops. Now, parent to parent and UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. I actually went along there. And it was wonderful how they encourage mothers and fathers with disabled children. Yeah. And there was one man, I almost started crying. I won't mention his name. But he actually mentioned that his son went through a hip replacement operation at the age of 5. And then, unfortunately, the son died. And so he overcome his grief by helping other parents, mothers and fathers who had disabled children. So that really touched my heart.
Yeah, it's genuine.
And speaking of children, there was an eight-year-old that was killed on Sunday evening. I think it was gang rivalry. Over in Bader Street, and there was a lot of fighting. And there was a woman on the front page of the paper, and I was reading that yesterday, that she killed her five-year-old son because
she tortured
him by putting him out in the cold because he was misbehaviour and not feeding him.
Oh, Jack, I almost cried on air again for the second time in the period I've been on the station.
So that's why we need reparenting. We need family restoration and to work with mothers and fathers.
Yeah.
And speaking of mothers and fathers, we had Father's Day on Sunday. I Love You, Dad, by Peter, and he's got a picture of Jesus rising, coming back to life. God came back into life here. He's got a picture of an Airbus. But he said, thank you for believing my dreams. My mum said it was a lot of bullshit.
hey, if they come for us, I'm not fixing it this time.
Don't overreact. Jenny, you have to be...
Naughty boy.
You have to be prepared
down.
To talk the truth. Because you don't talk the truth, you get bland and no one's interested, you know, and bring out what's really going on.
Yeah.
But she did say
New Zealand
on air. This highlights conflict between mothers and fathers.
Mm.
You know, we should have family restoration and mums and dads should work it out together. Don't you think, Jenny?
Yes. And I was listening to Candace Owens the other day and she was saying there is nothing better, in her opinion, than the nuclear family. And I debate that to an extent. I think a blended family is kind of just as good, but I'm more modern, I think, than Miss Owens. I think that just a mum and a dad, or I'm not like you, Jack. I am not rude about gay people.
With the father of your child?
I think just two parents in a family is good, and I try to get along.
Yeah.
With the father of my child, my baby's bio dad.
Because as far as I'm concerned, that's the only thing that's going to work.
I try.
I've been through with it is mum is just protective, like even like stupidly protective, like I'll lie and say anything protective.
Yes.
And the man's just trying to find his place. And when the family court get involved with personal business, ain't going to work, mate.
Yeah.
Never's going to work.
Now, Australia's family law and child support system is misandrist and leads to suicide for many men. Now the feminazis, ensconced in their bureaucratic positions of power, want to make it worse by reversing the presumption of innocence when men are accused of assault against women. When someone is guilty, throw the book at them. But everyone has the right to the presumption of innocence and a fair trial. Isn't that true? Particularly
backwards.
With families. Why do they attack fathers or they split the family?
No, they don't attack fathers. They also attack mothers. And I can say this from experience.
Yeah?
Yes.
So I wanted to share about the Men and Boys Conference that's coming up on the 2nd of November. That's next month. Do you want to come along, Simon? That's up in Auckland. 50 Kingsley Street, Cox Bay, Pavilion, Westmoir, Auckland. So they've got a number of speakers there and a lot of fathers will be attending that, fathers with their sons. So that promises to be a wonderful event up in Auckland.
Hey, Jack, can I come along if I pretend to be a dad?
No, mothers do come along.
Oh, they do?
Do they?
Real women come along and support men. You know.
Actually, that sounds like a good thing to take.
Yeah, Jenny. Since Jenny's going, I'm not going. No.
I thought we had a friendship. Cut it out right now. You too.
Now, Brett Powers has been online. He's had a protest outside the courthouse with race wars in Britain and migrants into countries. The system will enforce digital IDs, making it illegal to say anything against the dialogue. Crimes Act Section 240, you can't withhold information causing suffering. So he's got a good point there that if we have digital IDs over in Britain, it's happening. Anyone who speaks against the dialogue of what they've said about COVID, that these vaccines are for real, can be put in prison. I mean, this guy brought out a case of where a number of men gone to prison because they disagree with what's being said. Freedom of speech.
And that's what I like what we're doing. I mean, even though this lady, and she's kind of like my mentor and trainer, she's been assaulting the city council and they've been shredding her serves in front of her. So that's how intense it is. I'm not bowing down to this digital rubbish.
So a fraudulent cash cow of managed retreats and land grab. This is what's come out with this new, what do they call it, with the, we need to bankrupt them, they're saying.
Yeah, that's it,
mayors and CEOs before they bankrupt us. As it's all a rort, a scary flood model. It's all about climate change, managed retreats, moving homes, businesses in Taonga, a land grab run by Eklea, Oceana, International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives with Sustainable Urban Development. Do you know that this is run from Germany?
And the
this so-called sustainable development and this climate change model for 25,000 homes in Hamilton, it's run from Germany.
Yes, and our windmill things that control the power for Meridian are run from Denmark, honey. What is your point?
My point is we don't control any initiatives. We're paying a debt, and those at the top will actually pay the debt and control us. Uh-huh. If we're controlled with climate change models...
So you don't trust that we are controlled by another source?
No.
Yes.
We have to be controlled by our own, have our own self-determination, have our own banks.
So the Rothschild money that financed Hitler, which is currently financing America, which is currently financing Israel, which is currently financing Ukraine, is some sort of control, Jack. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. All the money's controlled. It's about money and power, putting us into debt, and that's what the council is doing.
Yeah.
But they were pretty radical on Saturday because, as Simon has said, they were saying mayors and CEOs, we need to bankrupt them before they bankrupt us all. And they were saying that their climate change model is a rort. And over in Canada, they've come against it, a clear Oceana Kickley? With Kickley, encouraging initiatives to stop system calling the shots. Now, when you look at an Imperial Laws Act of 1689, Westminster, Bill of Rights and Magna Carta, these are the real laws. And that's why when we go along with them in the council and go along with this government and we don't know our rights, we don't really know who we are according to the 1689 Westminster Bill and the Magna Carta, we're being sold down the tubes. So it is a real wake-up call for revolution in this country, isn't it?
Well, the thing is, do you realise our assets and everything have been sold since, I believe, the 1970s?
Yep, privatisation.
The 1970s.
Yeah, it's a real worry that we're being owned by overseas interests and corporates
and
so
forth. Well, yeah, it does cause for public anxiety, but what can we do, Jack?
I'm seeing it with the Theosophical Society.
Yeah.
I'm seeing they're doing a land grab on the lodge. They want to steal our lodge.
Yeah.
And they've taken away our charter, and it's no longer about spirituality, having access to spirituality and being transformed from it within. And you've got these money grubbers at the top.
And you seem very... So this disturbs you, eh?
Oh, it really disturbs me.
Yeah. Well, good on you. Someone has to be disturbed.
That's exactly why I put this all together. It's about rights and responsibilities, knowing who you are, self-determined sovereigns as a slave. With so much darkness, poverty, alienation, mental illness and suicide, it's time for people to stand up and reclaim their identities. If we're all zombies, we don't know who we are, and we just end up attacking one another, we're owned by overseas interests. And when the digital currency comes in and AI technology, it's going to get even worse.
I think this is a lot of speculations, my friend.
It's not.
For the last 20 years, you have been the lead of Free FM's conspiracy theories, so
I think it's time to...
Are you self-determined? Do you cooperate with your higher power? Do you know who you really
are?
Yes,
I do. Thank you very much. I prayed last night.
I'm trying to say nine out of ten people I talk to just walking around totally oblivious to what's really going on in our society. They don't know their rights. They don't know their responsibilities. You've seen that, haven't you?
Yeah, Jake, just my scary dream. I think it's a good time to bring my scary dream. So it's like a flooding situation. I'm flooding with Jake. And I'm walking out the door and Jake goes, get us a loaf of bread. And I go, this is like a real dream, but I'll just put Jake in there. And so I go, yeah. And he goes, and don't forget to get your mark. And I thought, you better go get my mark. And then I woke up like a stunned mullet. I was sitting on my bed for like a couple of minutes, and then God said, that's how deceived people are going to be. You're just going to take it like a zombie.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, no, there's a dream. There's a dream.
That's really good.
This man, Quinn, is challenging councils, and he wants them to talk about the real demands, where the money's going and this sort of thing. And they're calling us paper terrorists. What's that?
Oh, yeah, like that.
Barclo lady.
Get
highlight
paper, get highlight plans. If you call me in the border, I got visas in my name. That's what that means,
that
Jack.
Like
yeah. So she is serving them with notices, statutory demands on CEOs. Discharge a mortgage, putting caveat on houses. You know, so... it's good to see some of these frontline activists bringing out the truth of what's going on. Otherwise, we all become stunned mullets. We all go along with the dialogue that everything's okay.
The political dialogue that nobody cares about.
Yeah, it's time for people to stand up, because if you don't stand up, when AI really kicks in, there will be no understanding of people's rights. You'll be stripped off of everything.
Yeah.
And it's a huge land grab.
Jacobus.
A fraudulent cash cow of managed retreats and land grab.
Be
That's what's going on.
Be careful that you don't in yourself cause mass anxiety, okay?
Yeah, but at
Hold on. So you want people to be ignorant?
Holding.
I don't want people to be anxious.
And to be more scared than they already are in these times.
Yeah, you're putting words in your mouth, Jack.
Yeah, Jack.
Yeah, so you guys just want to become zombies then?
Yes, sometimes. Because it's easier than emotional issues.
Everything I went through, the normalisation of trauma was just out the gate. Like, I went through all this rubbish I didn't need to go through, and then I found out there's trauma counsellors.
Yeah,
that's rubbish.
Listen, honey, Jack, you are going on every week about mass psychosis, but if you're causing mass anxiety with your words,
we think about the answer, Jenny. We are cooperating with our higher prayer, and that's why I brought this in. Because you've got the buddy supporter, okay? You've got talking therapy, you've got holistic healers, and everyone has to sign up, because if people don't sign up and reclaim their identities, this is what's going to happen in the future. It's happening all already around us. 30% of people don't vote. No, only 30% of people do vote. Most don't vote because they don't know who they are, and they just end up attacking one another. It's obvious what's going on.
You've got a point. And by the way, for everyone who's listening to the audio this morning, Jack has brought an Oscar into the studio from none other than the $2 shop.
Well, who do you trust? Maybe you should trust
a good
team
Oscar.
that's gone more underground, but at the same time, not underground. Our team is running on a different frequency to the general media garbage and the hate of freedoms and divine law. That's where I'm heading.
So Seymour wants a referendum on the treaty bill, but I don't think they're going to recognise that. He did bring in the end of life choice bill, and he doesn't believe in self-determination that applies to the Maori people. King Tuheitia, I don't think his sons should become the new successor. I think it should be Nanaia Mahuta, and all the tribes have to unite together to bring about revolution in this country.
I'm sorry for interrupting you. It's been a horrible morning, eh, Jack? as a Kingitanga member of dynasty, right?
Yep.
I believe it should stay within the bloodline of Kingi to Kingi Tafia, Kingi Te Whero, is it?
Yeah.
Just all the kingis. And the Queenie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, and with the work that the police are doing, they've shut down the Comancheros, that dangerous gang and or whatever, who were dealing in drugs. And Trans-Tasman police seized 260 kilograms. So when they're involved with the cartels and making money behind the scenes and they're disturbing young people, they need to be shut down. And also the Vietnamese drug ring, that was on TV last night, they come into the country and they get citizenship and all of a sudden they're selling drugs and they're making heaps of money, you know, at our expense. So the police need to shut them down.
Not entirely good, but it does make for a cool program called New Zealand Customs. I love that show.
Yeah, but what it says to me is we need glory revival. And that's why I brought this picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and Jesus on the cross.
So tell me, Jack, were those Vietnamese because drug dealers?
If we don't have revival and young ones don't know, they can turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hand out pamphlets to young people all the time. Then they're going to give way to the drugs, aren't they, and go the wrong way in life. So all the churches have to work in together. Like the Commoners, I went there on Sunday, they were brilliant. And yesterday I went to the community Light and Love Church. They were awesome. And I brought a couple of prophecies there about knowing the Word and knowing King Jesus. Yeah, so parent to parent and United Convention on the Rights of Persons. That was awesome on Thursday. Enabling good lives, accessing funding. I want to put in for child disability allowance. I was thinking about that. You can do that if your child suffers from ADHD.
Oh, okay. I was looking into getting my little boy all the diagnoses or whatever, like or just all the tests in general.
Yeah.
And I didn't know you could get funding.
You can get funding for that.
If something happens.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. And we need Kickley encouraging initiatives to stop the system calling the shots. We need to know about the Imperial Laws Act of 1689, a Bill of Rights, Magna Carta. We need to know our rights where breaches of Crimes Act Section 107, the Public Works Act empowers them to do property liens. So that's an act that the council is currently using on about 25,000 homes of this climate change model.
Which is fraud.
Yeah,
it's
which could be seen
well, as a potential
as a
developer, Jack. I was looking at 20,000 homes in the Northern Waikato myself.
Yeah. And Barklow, who was talking on Saturday, talked about harmonising, you know, getting people into the right atmosphere. How do you do that? By Amen, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus, Jesus, and negative out.
And with the Lord Jesus,
oh,
out with the demons, negative
out. I'm getting high on Jesus. Well, I was still going, but you guys can just do what you're doing.
From the Fringes, don't forget to come along, not tomorrow, but the following Saturday to the Agora Coffee Lounge, and you'll be hearing me doing an Elvis act.
I am promoting
Lord
this.
Lord.
I'm a mum now, so I don't have time to do fun things, but everybody go to that, because he's actually a pretty good comedian.
Okay, bye-bye for another week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.